This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Afghan opposition leaders have tentative plans to meet this weekend for talks on the makeup of a transitional government in Kabul. The talks are being arranged by the UN Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Francesc Vendrell, who's been meeting in Kabul with leaders of the Northern Alliance, also known as the United Front. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Kabul. What more do you know about these meetings?
Well, I know that the meetings are now over and that the Deputy Special Envoy met last night with the three key leaders of the Northern Alliance, or the United Front, the Foreign Minister, Dr. Abdullah, the Interior Minister, Yunus Kanuni, and the Defense Minister, General Fahim. A spokesman for the UN Envoy said the talks took place at the military headquarters here in Kabul, that the atmosphere was warm, and that he was very hopeful that the Special Envoy would be able to have a positive announcement later today. Now, the meeting that you mentioned now looks possible perhaps as early as this weekend, and will probably be held in Germany, and this is to discuss the formation of a broad-based interim government for Afghanistan, something the United Nations is very keen on having. Now, the United Front of Northern Alliance has been cagey in recent days about their willingness to attend such a meeting. They said they wanted it to be here. Now they appear to have agreed to have it elsewhere. The details have yet to be firmed up. What's also unclear is who else will be going and what exactly it is that the UN hopes to accomplish at the meeting. But the agreement by the United Front or Northern Alliance to go, I suppose, is significant. Events on the ground have far outpaced diplomatic efforts, shall we say, to form a new government to replace the Taliban here. So I guess that is a positive step.
What about the security situation overall?
Spotty, though in some parts of the country it is improving. The UN today said it's moved security assessment teams into the northern city of Mazar-e Sharif, the western city of Herat, and elsewhere. Some UN international staff have already returned to some areas, including here in the capital. But in other parts of the country, the security situation remains dicey at best. And I think the deaths of the four journalists yesterday outside of Sarobi, about 40 miles east of here, show quite clearly that security, or the lack thereof, remains an issue.
What's the UN saying about the humanitarian effort?
Some good things, Bob, and some not so good things, though again, it all depends on the security situation. The good news is that the UN says it's moved roughly 52,000 tons of food into the country from mid-October to mid-November. That's enough, they say, to feed 6 million needy Afghans for a month. But the problem is, with the security situation such as it is, it's not possible yet anyway for the UN to get that food to all the people in all the places that need it. But they're hopeful the situation will improve in the near future. And in fact, they say if it does, they expect to see many of the refugees who fled in the past decade or more return by spring.
You've had some power problems in Kabul, right?
Indeed we have. The capital lost power around 8 o'clock last night, and so far it hasn't come back. And some people are saying that this isn't an accident. The power for Kabul comes from the town of Sarobi, which is near where the journalists were killed yesterday. And while the Northern Alliance United Front forces have moved almost to Sarobi, it's not clear whether they are in charge there. And in fact, many people here suspect that the power may have been cut deliberately by some opponents of the Northern Alliance, not necessarily the Taliban, but others who want to remind them that while the Northern Alliance controls the capital, they don't control everything. And in fact, if there is to be stability here, many, many groups will have to be accommodated, and that's no easy task.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Kabul.